This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm sitting here in the big shadow government command base, Austin, Texas, sitting on top of the big underground cities, the big secret nuclear reactors at UT, all of it. I'm not just talking about J.J. Pickle Center in North Austin. And Roger Stone's here. We were talking about letting the communist Chinese in, even as the Washington Post has to admit, that basically took over the UT government department, their research labs, and that ties into Trump saying $300 billion in intellectual property. That's just what we know in intellectual property and products, in patents theft. What about all the secret stuff, the DARPA stuff, and that's just UT, the biggest university in the world, and you know besides MIT, one of the biggest science centers in the country. Stanford's big as well. And it's Chinese communist run, and that's in the news. We're hearing about Russians, Roger.
And they manipulate our currency. And they play games on trade. No, the Russians are the number one problem in the world. I'm not saying the Russians are not a problem, but we ought to be focused on the Chinese menace, it seems to me.
But you were elaborating on that. I mean, Trump gets this.
He's been right about this for 15 years. He's been harping on the fact that they steal our patents, they steal our technology, they steal our jobs, they cheat in all their trade. That's why I was glad to see him follow through on the tariffs, even though I philosophically agree that the tariffs are probably not that effective. They're effective at getting them to the table and bludgeoning them into better behavior. And that's, I think, the point of it. I do want to go back to your blue wave stuff, because I think the Democrats have counted their chickens way too early.
Well, we know it's hype, like saying Ted Cruz is in a dead heat. Ted Cruz is going to lose. That's pure push polling to create the perception so Republicans don't come out and Democrats want to come in for the victory.
What are they running on? They have no plan to revitalize the economy. They have no plan to address the trade balance. They have no plan to fix the immigration problem. They have no plan to make America safer or stronger. It's a one-note platform. We hate Donald Trump. We want to remove Donald Trump. We hate Donald Trump. They have nothing else.
Why are they so lazy? Like, even their lawsuits against us are just haphazard, like, idiots wrote them. I mean, it's just the Democrats are really that dumb. Well, then how they ever get control?
Well, the party has no soul and it has no core. It's a strung together group of special interest groups.
It's a broken coalition strategy. It's a bunch of broken up groups, atomized.
And they can't get rid of the face of their party. Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton. These people are losers. If the Republicans run on peace and prosperity, job creation and prosperity, peace with North Korea and prosperity, we will win. They don't have anything to run on other than pure hatred for Donald Trump.
And by the way, I know you've talked to the president and others. You've really pushed, like, he didn't even understand what Sessions was doing, killing him. And then when Trump comes out and says, decriminalize marijuana, let the states control it, which should be a gigantor win, something Obama didn't even do, zero coverage. I mean, like, one article. That is so seismic. Let's talk about that when we come back.
You're absolutely right.
I'm going to get into the whole Nexium cult, which you did some limited for 2 month consulting for, which you never hid, which is not a thing. They're like, oh, Jones, you claiming you're with Nexium now. Well, they have a lot of businesses, a lot of things. I've never worked with Nexium, but we're going to talk about that. I'm glad you're here.
Happy.
You're more than happy to give us from a slight inside view. You're kind of in the doorway of the cult, what you saw.
Yeah, I'm happy to get into that. I mean, they were introduced to me by a Republican state senator. They had hired Senator Gillibrand's father, Doug Rudnick, who's a well-known and respected Democratic lobbyist. I worked for them for about 2 months, and what I found out is they didn't need a lobbyist, they needed an attorney. They were upset about some former partner of theirs who had left, and they thought took intellectual property. And I said, you don't need a lobbyist, you need an attorney. You need to be in court, not in front of the legislature. They could never understand the difference between the state and federal levels of government. The whole thing.
Oh, stay right there. I'm going to come back and kick this back off because it's a doorway. You were in the doorway to the doorway into the whole weird world of all the sex cults. We'll be right back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live with Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are one of the number one most attacked groups in the country and the world because we're promoting Americanism, anti-globalism. We're promoting true free market. We're standing against radical Islam. I'm also against cancer, and I don't like death either. So just I like pragmatic, nice, happy things like freedom and the right to self-defense and, you know, men and women and families and all those things that are under attack by the globalists that want total control of civilization. So let's walk through three big issues. Look into the Nexium cult that you did some consulting for before you found out what was going on back in 2007. So you're an expert. It's been breaking this down on the war rooms. But my audience doesn't know that. They've been saying, hey, ask Roger about Nexium because the Democrats are trying to recycle that and dig that up to attack you somehow. But Comey memo leak contact had special government employee status at FBI, CGE. Now, they're saying they only know of one other person that did that. That was somebody that worked for Uma Abedin. That's not true. This is an offshoot of InfraGuard in the Patriot Act that got over 3 million people we know of with special emergency governmental cards, the right to carry firearms in many cases, you name it. And it's the FBI and the deep state under Bush and the Clintons creating a private army, basically a private spy force. And now Columbia law professor James Comey used as a go-between last year to leak the contents of sensitive memos to the media confirmed to Fox News on Tuesday that he previously worked as a special government employee, SGE, for Comey's FBI on an unpaid basis. And he says, I did indeed have SG status with the Bureau for no pay, Richmond wrote in an email. Well, you go to the head of the line at the airport, you get access to all the secret documents to the Office of Personnel Management. When this federal judge, you know, puts the whole database online for federal agents of Trump's lawyers' communications, he gets access to that. This is so they can use these go-betweens to go out and carry out operations in the media. So it's government and the Democrats, deep state, leaking into media, leaking into academia. This is basically a spy operation. Now, people are freaking out over this. Fox News is reporting on, but for me, the bigger story is Comey going, I never leaked to Congress. And then saying, okay, I gave it to a friend at the law school at Columbia Law so that the truth would get out. But then he tries to say, but I didn't leak it. He's an FBI head. He should know the guy that gives the order to somebody else to give it out, admits he did it to get it out, then saying, but I had somebody else do it, makes it even more of a capital offense that it's premeditated. I mean, these sophists, these frauds, most of these lawyers, I know more than they do. I've had top lawyers admit that. Judges, I mean, I'm not bragging. These people are lazy. Do I know more about Comey than he does about the law? And here's why. I'm not just saying Comey thinks you're dumb. Maybe he's not stupid. Roger, why would they illegally surveil you, the president, lie about it, do all this, then tell people they had surveilled, they had all the dirt, then say, oh, we didn't surveil, but there was dirt, then say they didn't leak, but admitted before they leaked, and then now saying, well, I did leak, I thought you should have it, but I did through somebody else, so I didn't violate the National Security Act. I mean, it's like the guy's shot full of holes. They're so guilty. Strzok, all of them, the dossier, cooking it up. This is... these people have self-immolated in front of us. The only question is, does Jeff Sessions have the huevos, or Trump or anybody? It's not even huevos. They're coming for Trump. They're coming for all of us, and they're the globalists. So they're coming. They're bad that we've caught them. Give them hell. Why aren't people ready to give it to them?
The answer, Alex, is hubris. They were so confident that Hillary would win, that all of their crimes would therefore be able to be covered up. So therefore, they blatantly use government email, government text messages, talking about their insurance policy against Donald Trump's election, because they were arrogant. And now they think they can lie their way out of it. This special government status that you mentioned is very interesting, because it is under that that Huma Abedin is able to triple dip. She's able to get paid by the State Department, the Clinton Foundation, and a lobbying firm that lobbies the State Department, Teneo, the only person in American history who's ever been allowed to do this, Hillary's friend.
Well, here's the big secret. They're telling everybody this. The secret is, for good little globalists, they can quadruple dip, and it's done under InfraGuard.
Yeah, so you're essentially allowed to break the law. It gives you a special status, so you're above the law.
And by the way, you said, oh, yes, I have that status. We've created new royalty.
Well, and did Comey tell him to give it to the New York Times specifically? I believe that is the case. I think when you go back to his testimony, he admits that. So,
and by the way, there's some good things about InfraGuard, where if you've been, say, a Marine for 7 years and then the CIA leading operations for 10, and then you're working for high-level governmental operations that interface with private corporations, I just like what reciprocal for cops to have guns nationwide. We can trust them. The Democrats are fighting that. We've almost got it. There are people in InfraGuard who have connections, I'm not going to get into it, who can carry guns around the country. I'm all for that. Just don't let them have database connection. Don't let them be above the law. And don't have university professors that have full clearance into the FBI database. No, I'm not for that. Does that make sense?
It does. I think at the end of the day, Comey's book tour, his entire launch, is going to turn out to be one of the greatest public relations, legal, and political mistakes of all time.
I agree, because he's sitting there and changing his story, and now showing he committed perjury in Congress.
Well, and when he was in New York last week, we had, you know, 36 InfoWarriors outside with Laura Loomer. I think she embarrassed him. We're going to continue to do this at every
level. Oh, I forgot that. You guys queue up Laura Loomer confronting Comey. I want to play that again. Go ahead.
But we're going to be summoning, I think the next one is May 2nd in Miami. InfoWarriors will be there to join us in a peaceful protest to expose James Comey's lies. Help us greet Lion Jim Comey, as we call him. And my thanks to the many InfoWarriors who showed up in New York. It was a great time.
Now, that's my next issue. Now, before we go to break, we're going to come back with the whole next Jim cult and your kind of front room, but, you know, not in the deeper annals, 2 months working for them. You said 4 months. They only had you 2 months in pay for the last 2 months. We're going to talk about that. But just briefly, I got told by, and people said, oh, yeah, right. Well, people know. Yeah, we have the sources. I mean, look at Roger Stonerider. You don't think he has sources? I got told by high-level individuals in multiple federal agencies that the Democrats are getting ready to stage false flags against their media, against the UN, against the Federal Reserve, against what's seen as the establishment, against universities, to then say Alex Jones and Trump caused it. Now you see, days later, Acosta, AP, Hillary, and a bunch of other groups, those clips are coming up, they're on InfoWars.com, saying Trump's going to cause terror attacks, he's going to get us killed, we need to ban criticizing mainstream media. That's AP. Make it a hate crime. Roger, how transparent is their preparing? It wasn't hard for me to predict they were going to launch Me Too movement to reboot going after Trump and to cover up from, you know, for Hillary. It's a fact, but I can see this, but I've been told by folks in the government that when ISIS then came out this week with the image of them machine gunning CNN, you know, the New York Times and all this, that's the preparation. They are getting ready, buddy. What do we do? They're getting ready to bomb their own facilities and blame it on us. Well, how do we, and then we come out and say, don't blame us. They're going to say, oh, how dare you, you know, deny that, you know, that somebody else did this.
this entire hysteria on their part is born of the fact that we've got 3% economic growth. The president is on the verge of a peace deal with the North Koreans.
Best GDP in decades.
They are apoplectic that he is being this successful. So now we
have... And how great he and Melania look out there.
Well, it's, and the fact that he seems to be handling this Frenchman pretty adeptly. And he's on the verge of denuclearizing the North Koreans. They're out of their minds with rage, and that's why they're going to go to these tactics. But, again, Alex, the overall strategy is what? Censorship. It's all about censorship. Silence Alex Jones. Silence InfoWars. Silence Roger Stone. Silence the Daily Caller. Silence Breitbart. Silence anybody who's alternative so they can then take away our guns and bring down a duly elected president.
I mean, I have the articles right here, stacks of them, where it says, silence Alex Jones. There's a particular article that says, Alex Jones doesn't deserve the First Amendment, is the headline. And this is in major publications. And they call me a cockroach and a rat and a criminal and all this crap. They've got their speech to make stuff up. I don't even have speech to sit there and respond. That's what we're talking about. All right, Roger Stone and his view from being somewhat on the periphery of the NXIVM sex cult is tied to Hillary. Straight ahead.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Just like our political and cultural information is absolutely game-changing by the very definition, a lot of people claim that Infowars is the plague to tyranny. We are the enemy. I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know to go out and check the top scientists and see what they say. And they have talked about for decades that a lot of the mental disorders, a lot of the behavioral disorders, a lot of the autism spectrum disorders are in the gut from the diets and vaccines that trigger autoimmune responses in the stomach that then create major toxicity in the gut, causing toxicity in the brain. No kidding, drink a bottle of Jack Daniels, you can kill you. Well, you eat the wrong things, or have the wrong mold, or yeast, or fungus, or the wrong bacteria in your gut. Bye-bye, Bluebird. Here's a big BBC report today. Look up the New York Times. How bacteria are changing your mood, and if you have the wrong ones, you're depressed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been sold out for months. MycoZX is back. It's not just the great probiotics we have at InfoWarsStore.com, the highest quality, very, very affordable. Just like our information is game-changing. It's MycoZX antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-candida. It goes in and knocks out the walls in your intestines where these things colonize it and put a slime wall in that the nutrients go through. They get what they want first. They colonize you. Then they secrete toxins in you that cause depression. They can even secrete toxins when they want more sugar. This is well known. Nuke them with MycoZX. Exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Did I mention? It also funds the Second American Revolution. You can't lose unless you don't take action. InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Roger Stone. I remember asking you about this like a year ago when this was first breaking. Because I knew you lobbied for thousands of groups. The Nexium sex cult. Describe in your own words what it really was. Your periphery view, working for him for a few months, why you got out of it, obviously not knowing it was a cult then, and now you've got inside a secretive group where women are branded. That is out of the New York Times. Smallville actress Allison Mack is both a victim and perpetrator of cult sex crimes, whistleblower says. Allison Mack, Smithville actress, granted bail in the sex cult case. Hillary's been tied to it now. Who is Keith Raniere? Five details. We'll go over this, but your view is very interesting. This was mainly a leftist group, which, again, women can't find conservatives to pimp them, to beat them, to hurt them. Not all women want that, but some women do. They found it with Nexium. But you describe what it was like. They were shriveled women, like having their soul sucked. Describe what you witnessed.
Well, first of all, they presented themselves to me as a self-help group, having these classes in the Albany, New York area. Their clientele all appeared to be wealthier, middle-aged, mostly housewives, but some men as well. People looking for some self-esteem, people looking for some self-confidence. But the people who worked for Nexium, the women who worked for them, were all emaciated. They were all extremely thin. And I did audit this course to see what it was like, to look in on it. I noticed that they were given no bathroom breaks. They were given no food breaks. It was extremely intense. I met the actress Catherine Oxenberg there. who briefly audited and then fell out with the cult, now struggling to get her daughter, India, out of it. I'm in touch with her. Last week on the War Room, we had Frank Parlato, who really is the crusading journalist who has busted this cult wide open. And I
love how you've been exposing it and talking about your experiences since it came out in the news, and then the media spins it like you're involved.
Well,
you're exposing it, and then you're a bad guy.
I never saw any evidence of a harem. I never saw any evidence of sexual abuse. I never saw any evidence of women.
Well, you were in the porch. You were on the outside.
Because it was clear after 2 months that they needed an attorney, not a lobbyist. Their specific complaint had to do with an ex-partner who they believe had bilked them and stolen.
Sure, but you told me basically, not off record, but not on air, you just said basically it was a bunch of crazy people.
Well, and what they did do, and this was clear, was they would find wealthy offspring like Claire and Sarah Bronfman of the very wealthy Bronfman family in New York, and then they would suck money from them. They're embroiled in many lawsuits.
So sucking money off liberal women, and I guess liberal women don't like men that they've been trained to and don't like men that are nice to them, so I guess that's the ultimate fetish, is being cucked. So these women, a lot of them went in to be abused. It's totally sick.
It was very clear that the Bronfman sisters were writing enormous checks, drained down their inheritance to pay for this. The famous Keith Raniere, I never met. Everybody spoke of him in these reverential terms, but all I saw was this self-help program that seemed pretty pathetic, to be honest.
By the way, these self-help programs, I got to tell you, folks, we don't have big meetings. We don't do big groups. We don't tell you how to live your whole life. We just break down facts here. So many of them are cults. They've got these exercise cults and these other things, and it's all like some weirdo just stating stupid basic things, everyone just deciding they found the truth so they can feel really big and smart. And it's like mainstream media, it's like Democratic Party, it's like any of it. It's not. Pull up the leader of the NXIVM cult. I mean, this guy looks like a complete moron. I mean, just look at every one of these self-help guys has that same stupid, vapid moron look in their eye. And then other morons go to them believing they're going to get some moron Valhalla out of it.
Well, and they're extremely litigious as well. I think you'd find in most cases, anyone who works for them, even briefly, ends up getting sued. They never sued me, I'm happy to say, but they sued many others. Doug Rutnick, who's a well-known and respected Democratic lobbyist who happens to be the father of Senator Gillibrand, worked for them. I have no evidence that he did anything wrong either. They ended up suing him, I think, falsely. He probably figured out the same thing I did. They didn't need a lobbyist. They needed a lawyer.
I'll tell you what it sounds like to me. You get people a little bit of power. They get people that want to be around power, so they set themselves up with their power. People that agree it's the power, and then they go crazy. I can tell you how many times. It's like the lottery effect. 98% of people, this has been documented, been films made, books written, that win the lottery end up homeless, in jail, or totally broke, or dead within 2 years.
But they were targeting the wealthy children of wealthy parents. That's where the big money was coming from. The Bronfmans and others emptying out their inheritance, turning over all the money.
And think of the psychology. You've got these coddled, spoiled girls, mainly. And then finally, there's somebody, you're great, you're going to get it, but teaching them they've got to debase themselves. There's a thrill to that. That's why women go and get pimps.
Well, and they,
very sick.
And they want to belong. They really just desperately want to belong to something, and therefore their bank accounts get vacuumed out. Edgar Bronfman Jr., the father, essentially ended up taking legal action against the cult because they lifted $30 million. This is not small change.
Absolutely. I mean, you get around the rich and powerful, they're like, most of them are mentally ill, and their kids are all ruined. And then they just got these weird trendy cults around them, sucking them dry, when common sense and free market and Americana is the only thing these people need. They need 700 horsepower vehicles. They need to go out and climb a mountain. They need to have fun. They need to go shoot guns. That's where they're going to find. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Mark John Randazza is one of the top anti-slapback lawyers, in the country. And, of course, he's buddies with the great Mike Cernovich. I've got some of the best First Amendment lawyers in the country, and people looked up the law firms we got. They're like, yeah, no, those are the people that represent the Bushes, you know, all of them. They're like, what, do you work for the Bushes now? No, I just go and get the best people. But we filed an anti-slapback or slapback provision in the Virginia case. Had a press conference 2 weeks ago. They pulled it on Monday. They're going to refile it. But they did a 70-page thing of just insults and lies, like they're posting a screenplay or something. And then the media goes with that like, oh, just like you won your last defamation case a few months ago in New York. No coverage once you won. So they filed 16 fake lawsuits on us last year. We've kicked out now 10. They said they're going to refile that one. But I wanted to get Mark Randazza on from Randazza.com, Rand, A-Z-Z-A, like Rand Paul, but with an A-Z-Z-A at the end of it, Randazza.com on. I'm not going to go over his whole background. I'm going to take the rest of the 30 minutes we had with him. He's also been a journalist, so he knows all those different angles. And so he's taught First Amendment law, entertainment law, trademark law, copyright law. I'm going to stop right there. He's also obviously a professor. Where are we right now? What is their tactic? We've gotten Roger's take on this. Demonize us and call for our censorship. Hillary, Acosta, the AP are calling for conservatives to be banned from the airwaves this week. And if you criticize mainstream media, they say it's a hate crime. Now, so I see them coming for our speech because they can't beat us. And to do that, they're going to misrepresent. There are articles today saying Alex Jones doesn't deserve the First Amendment. Those are headlines today. So, but to do that, they misrepresent what I'm saying to sell the idea. But even if I was saying something horrible, you got to prove it in court. So, Mark, what do you think's really going on as one of the leading experts on this? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, and I love the Misfits as the lead-in music. Look, this is not new. There have always been people who have tried to use censorship in order to put their finger on the scale of the marketplace of ideas. Right now, it just happens to be the left's turn. But I would not say that this is a left or a right issue. There was a time when I was called a raging leftist because I believed in free speech. Now I'm a raging alt-right lawyer because I believe in free speech. And that whole time I've sat on the same rock saying that I believe in the marketplace of ideas. I believe that if you want to defeat somebody's ideas, that's how you do them, in the free marketplace of ideas. So now, yeah, I am noticing that the left is engaging in what I'd say is legal lawfare, trying to shut down its critics, trying to shut down ideas that it's having a hard time defeating in the marketplace, whether it's lawsuits against right-wing journalists, lawsuits against you. I mean, certainly, when the numbers start getting up over 10 all at the same time, apparently coordinated, they're finding you to be a threat. I don't see anything that you've ever said that I find so shocking or so terrible that it cannot stand in opposition to my views that might be diametrically opposed to yours. That's what America is all about. And when you have this desire to simply shut down the other side, I mean, let's use something much more extreme than you. Part of the commitment that we've made, part of the promise of the revolution, part of the promise of the First Amendment is that we allow all speech and we let the marketplace decide what we're going to believe in. I mean, that has come to us since Oliver Wendell Holmes' brilliant dissent in Abrams versus United States, where he said that people who were organizing against the government were permitted to do that. And that, that time has unseated many fighting faiths, and the power of our Constitution lies in that we allow all ideas to exist and we filter them through the market. And for 100 years, we have had jurisprudence that is simply built upon that and built upon that. And what troubles me is anytime I see anybody coming after that, I have a problem with that. So, it's there for the First Amendment is there for Nazis, for Klansmen, for Westboro Baptist Church, for anybody. It's there for the speech you hate. And look, my 9-year-old daughter knows that. So why don't the attorneys that are signing some of these complaints or some of the fools that call themselves journalists who might write a headline like Alex Jones doesn't deserve the First Amendment? I mean, that is probably the most anti-American thing I can hear anybody say. And it's not because it's Alex Jones. Put anybody's name in there. Anybody's name
in there. And what's worse, Mark, is that they then misrepresent what I've said. And then the media only covers it's like they're defaming me while accusing me of defaming them. And I agree, this is nothing new, but it's got to be, at least from what I've studied history, and now you've been doing this 30-something years, and Roger, you've been doing it 40. It's the most intense, though, I've ever seen attack where they're like, Maybe it's time to repeal the First Amendment. I mean, they're talking like that.
Yeah, there is talk like that, not just in the civil lawsuits context, but I think we've all seen attacks on free speech at campuses, for example. When a conservative speaker comes to speak, whether it's Milo Yiannopoulos or Christina Hoff Sommers, or just a couple weeks ago at CUNY, we had Professor Josh Blackman. There is this belief that freedom of expression has its limits, and those limits are wherever it makes them uncomfortable. And, you know, I just argued a case in Montana on behalf of a publisher of a Nazi website, the Daily Stormer. And when I was there, you know, it's not anything on that page that I'm defending. It's not any of the statements that I'm defending. In fact, personally, they're not the kind of thing that I would like to see. I wish they
wouldn't
be
published. Sure, but if they lose their right,
that I live in.
If they lose their right, we lose. All right, Roger Stone. He's been targeted by Bucks. Yeah. Want to comment?
No, he's absolutely right. I spoke at Siena College there in New York last Sunday. Huge controversy about that program. Members of the faculty resigning over the fact that we were allowed to speak. Kudos to Siena College, a Jesuit institution, for allowing all points of view to be expressed. What we have here is an admission by the left that they've lost. They can't win a debate. You speak, then I speak, then you speak, then I speak, and we exchange ideas. They can't win that anymore. So their answer to everything is, you must be silenced. You must be shut up. And you're right. There is no line. It's whatever makes them uncomfortable.
So let me ask Attorney Mark Randazzo, one of the top anti-slapback attorneys out there, recognizes that. What do you think we should do? I mean, I've got to countersue them all. I'm doing it. They're kind of freaking out that I'm fighting back. I mean, where do you see this going? What do we need to do?
The step one is recommit to protecting freedom of expression. And by that, what I mean is, when I'm defending somebody who a lot of people might find objectionable, I try to remind everybody that the rule you may set down today for the Nazi applies equally to the civil rights activist of tomorrow. And
you stick a gag in their mouth, you stick a gag in their mouth, you did it yourself.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Or, you know, any stick you may decide to bring in is going to be used to beat you. And so, remember that you need to recommit to freedom of expression. And I say this because I've been very pleased by people on the right. For example, when this professor recently, Randa Jarrar, who came out and was saying, you know, these really kind of terrible things about Barbara Bush. The timing was wrong. It was in bad taste. Frankly, I found it abhorrent. And, you know, I'm no fan of the Bushes, but I don't think the time to express that is when they're in mourning, especially when it's personal attacks. And I saw many conservative commentators and journalists stand up for her free speech rights. That was a good move. Because you don't find that same thing.
Well, they have the right to say that it was in bad taste. You know, you said some bad things as well. But the whole point is that that's what it comes down to. I'm talking about Roger Stone right here. But you're absolutely right that you've got to protect everybody's speech. I don't think it's good luck to speak ill of the newly dead. But Barbara Bush is a saint, by the way, Roger. You've been a bad person. Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. You know, here's the thing. America has a lot of problems. Swashbuckling, freebooting, libertine, whatever you want to call it. But these other countries where they go, I want national health care like England, or I want to be like Venezuela. Even just like 5 years ago, Sean Penn was like, we need to be like Venezuela. Venezuela, they were eating their dogs 3 years ago. They're eating people now. And we've got Mark John Randazza, who's a really good anti-SLAPP lawyer and a First Amendment lawyer and a guy that teaches law to students around the country. He's here with us. Roger Stone's with us. We'll ride shotgun a little bit the next hour. He's leaving us in 10 minutes. I know I've got lawyers on this, but I've talked to a lot of smart people. They say, you're a great guy. You've been on the show before. I know you're prominent and a great First Amendment guy, but without getting into my cases, what advice would you give me? I mean, I don't want to have to sue, countersue these people filing lies about me, but I have to because they're going to keep getting minions, the law firms are, to go after me, Mark. And then I read these lawsuits with typos, and then they say, Owen Schroyer said this, and then he said, and then they say Kit Daniels. It's not even written right. And my lawyers go, don't talk about how it's bad. Wait till it gets to court. And I talk about it. They withdraw the suit and refile it. And I'm wondering, what are these law firms just like crazily, like just defaming these insane lies so then they can be put in the media. I guess they think it's protected if it's in court. I mean, what would you do if you were me? I'm just asking you ballpark here, watching what we're going through. What would you do against these hordes of raiders coming in to try to take us out? Because all I can do is sue them, and I guess the media is just going to ignore it. I was kind of worried when I countersued all these folks that it would kind of look bad, like Jones is suing these poor people, but they attack first. Instead, the media is just, it's like white noise. So, Mark, what would you do? What would you do, Mark? Go ahead and pipe my audio to Mark. I think it's, that's Skype. Skype is such a magical thing, but it's just, and it's something about the Skype unit here. I swear, I think it's, we should replace this unit. Mark, can you hear me? I see Mark's back. Okay, Mark.
I'm back now.
You're back. I mean, you heard most of what I said. What do you think? I mean, without being my lawyer, I understand, just as a gestalt, what would you do?
Look, step one is to recognize that our First Amendment jurisprudence, the roster of people who are on it, who have protected freedom of expression, are by and large conscripts, meaning, you know, the New York Times do not want to be in New York Times versus Sullivan. So if you are the target here, you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to stand up for freedom of expression. So I would say to anybody who finds that they're being targeted this way, you know, recognize that what is the mission? The mission is to shut somebody up and to get their ideas out of the marketplace.
So it's a sacred right to stand up and fight for free speech. When you've been wrongfully sued, you're saying it's really a holy duty of your Americana to do this.
Bingo. And it's a privilege. Now, of course, those privileges don't come cheap. Freedom isn't free, as they say. So I would say that, you know, you have enough of an audience here, I would say, to crowdfund your defense, not only because that helps defray the cost, but, you know, when you see a crowdfunded defense that raises a lot of money really quickly, the plaintiff's lawyers might start to see that your amount of support is greater than they think. The other thing I would make sure that you do is, you know, not give in to any of them. I mean, this is, you know, I'm not saying anything about any particular case, but when I see a coordinated effort to try to shut down any player in the marketplace of ideas, you know, it's a form of terrorism. It is, and I don't use that term lightly, but it is an attempt to abuse the court system in order to erase ideas you don't like, that you're not comfortable fighting in the marketplace of ideas. Don't let them get away with it. And, you know, all of your viewers should not let them get away with it. But more importantly, is people who don't agree with you shouldn't let them get away with it either. And when you can harness people to get together in order to protect freedom of expression, people who will say, my tribe is freedom of expression, not my tribe is people that believe in what I believe in or people who don't. I don't really care whose free speech rights it is that are being trampled. I will stand up to protect them, whether it's Randa Jarrar, who I find to be one of the most reprehensible human beings in America, whether it's the Nazi Party, the KKK, or whether it's the Communist Party. Every one of them has an equal right to be there. And the intellectual texture of America, the strength of America, the idea of America erodes and begins to grow a cancer if we don't protect that. So nobody should be cheering bogus lawsuits against anybody just because it's going to shut somebody up that they don't like. Anyone who is on the side of doing that, that's our common enemy.
And that's my next question. That's my next question, because you're a smart guy. Please come on next week for a full hour. Why do they put in the news articles, quoting the lawyers, he's bad, we want to bankrupt him and shut him up, and then my lawyers go, don't tell him, that's what gets it thrown out. Don't say it. But I have to, because I have to tell the public. So strategy-wise, do I wait till it gets to court? Then no one covers it anyways. Like, why are the lawyers and the law firms in Georgetown, like, saying things I didn't say in the suits, which we know are frauds, gets it thrown out, and then gets the slap back, as you know, as an expert. And then why are they then saying, we want to shut him down, we hate him, he's scum? They're showing the malice of forethought, intent to do harm. I'm not a lawyer, a top lawyer like you, but am I right in what I'm saying, Mark?
Look, people tend to get blinded by ideology. So when, you know, I feel like I'm more effective when I'm defending somebody's speech that I actually don't particularly like. When a lawyer drinks a little too much of their own Kool-Aid, they become ineffective. When I saw the case against you had been filed by, you know, of all things, a public interest clinic at my, sorry to say, my alma mater, where, you know, they're actually using a public interest clinic, a so-called civil rights clinic, in order to go after somebody else's civil liberties. You know, it's pretty obvious that the people running the clinic are pretty ideologically driven, and they are not driven by doing what I think is the right thing. So, look, they're going to put ideological crap in there. It's not that uncommon to do that if you can find a way to control the narrative in a case like this. It's not a bad strategy. You know, if they're writing this complaint so that journalists that are sympathetic to them pick it up and write about it, it's not a terrible strategy.
Sure, to influence the jury, but they say things. They say, I said this guy killed the woman. I said Soros funding Antifa and the police standing down created the melee that allowed it. I didn't say that a photographer killed the woman.
Well, you know, I don't want to. I'm not representing, so I don't want to get into that very lawsuit, but I will say that if you if somebody wants to write a defamation complaint in order to hold someone responsible for something they've said, you got to be pretty careful to make sure that
you got to say exactly what it is.
Well, there can be defamation, just as a general principle. There can be defamation by implication, but if you do that, it's a much harder standard to meet. So, you know, I did look at this complaint. You know, I didn't find it to be particularly well done just as a, just from a point of view of critique of the art of writing a complaint. It did seem to be more ideologically driven than legally driven. And, you know, I hope that your lawyers are able to point that out to the judge and the judge.
Well, let's be clear. They've already pulled the first version. They say they're going to file another one, but we're just waiting with crickets playing. It's been pulled.
Well, you know, maybe they will. Maybe they'll clean it up. But, you know, you have a – this is just one of many cases across the country where you have problems like this. You know, the ideological left is currently – you know, and it wasn't this way 15 years ago. 15 years ago, the ideological left were the champions of free speech, and I was screaming at people on the right saying, what the hell are you doing?
Me too.
I'm still screaming. I just had to turn and scream in a different direction. I'm still that crazy.
Let me ask you this question then, Mark. When does it hit rock bottom? Because I see just cheerleading everywhere saying, silence Trump, criticizing the media, it's hate speech. Silence Alex Jones today. And he's going to get journalists killed. They're attacking us. We attack back, and they say silence us, and it's major publications. That's dangerous.
Yeah, we hit rock bottom when nobody wants to defend freedom of expression. And, you know, I find a lot of the rank and file right seems to be saying, well, let's make the left play by their own rules. That's when we hit rock bottom.
That's a trap. That's a trap.
Nobody. Right. And, you know, as much as it may feel uncomfortable to play fair with them, even if they're not playing fair with you, I happen to believe that that's the way to constitutional salvation.
Oh, absolutely. Whether there's some racist black group or white supremacist group that I hate, let them do it. Back in 60 seconds, we'll be 5 minutes with you. Let Roger ask some questions. And I want to get Mark on with us again. He's a really smart guy. But this is about America. It's not about InfoWars. When we win these lawsuits, no coverage. Remember that.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Intro.